and welcome to lesson 5. You are a creator. Now this is an expansion of lesson 3, Law of Attraction, so we're going to talk a little bit more about conscious creation. I hope you've been working with the affirmations that we wrote and that these are starting to become a habit for you and that you're seeing a little bit of a shift in your energy and in your consciousness and in your reality as well. Because every shift in your consciousness, every wound you can heal, every person you can forgive, and every time you can catch yourself about to think a negative thought and you can change that, is going to help you to create the life that you really, really want. You create your reality thought by thought, moment by moment, and feeling by feeling, because this is what creates that core signature vibration that sends that energy out there into the universe through feelings that draws in the experience called life. So I'm going to talk a little bit now about paradoxical intent and also vibrational escrow and the concept of stepping up to a vibration. Both of which sound a bit fancy, but hopefully I'm going to help you understand them and apply them because they're both very relevant and important. So first of all, paradoxical intent. What is paradoxical intent? In terms of law of attraction, paradoxical intent is when you think you are coming from an aligned vibration and place where you're drawing something in, but actually you're feeling the lack of it more than you're feeling the feeling of having it. So let's give you an example of that. Say for instance, you really, really wanted more income every month, and that was something that you were striving to do, and that you really wanted to generate more income in order to have a holiday every year, and you were going to save every month and have a lovely holiday. So you get the holiday brochures and you start thinking about where it is you want to go and writing affirmations about being on holiday and starting to generate the feeling of what it'll feel like being on a sunbed and having a lovely cold beer in your hand and feeling the warm sun beating down on you, reading your paperback, doing really, really well so far. But then suddenly something in your mind or your ego says, ah, but wait a minute, that's not real. You're not going on a holiday. And you start to feel the lack of a holiday more than you start to feel what it's going to be like being on holiday. So although you're saying your affirmations and although you're looking in that holiday brochure, your overriding feeling is one of, I really want a holiday and I'm so feeling the lack of a holiday because I really need a rest and I really want all of that and I really, really feel the lack of holiday here. And that becomes the vibration that you're sending out there. So even though you're doing what you can in your physical reality in terms of affirmations and looking at pictures and trying to program yourself that you are drawing in this holiday, the feeling, which is the magnetic part of law of attraction, remember, is a feeling of lack. And that is paradoxical intent. And it sneaks in because we're unaware of it. And it's not until you really step back from what you're doing and realize, actually, although I'm saying all this stuff and although I think I'm cosmic ordering or manifesting, actually, I'm feeling the lack of what I want far more than feeling as if it's happened. Because in order to attract something into your experience, you have to generate the feeling that it's happening now. You have to get in that space and that energy and that feeling place that what you want has already happened or it's happening now. And that's the magic. That's where it happens. So paradoxical intent is about you feeling more of a lack than being aligned with the feeling of what you're wanting to create. So that's one thing to consider when you're working with law of attraction. And the next thing that I wanted to discuss on this video is about vibrational alignment. Sometimes it's called vibrational escrow, but it's about getting into alignment with what you want to create. And sometimes what you want and where you are now, there's such a massive, massive gap in between that if you start affirming and visualizing and asking for what you want in Z rather than A, There's an incongruence there that your ego might pick up on and that might knock you out of alignment, because your ego and your personality and your conscious mind might give you a big, yeah, whatever, when you start working from position A to get to position Z. An example of this again is something like someone who wants to win the lottery, someone who wants to be in absolute financial abundance, have all their bases covered, have the car, the home, all of the stuff that they want in their life, and they're asking for it, but they're asking for it from a place of feeling that their circumstances certainly aren't reflecting that and are in fact quite dire financially. To be able to jump vibrationally from A to Z in that circumstance is really challenging. It can be done, and people have done it, but it is generally very challenging to do. So something that you can do instead is work up a vibrational ladder, or look at stepping stones instead, and look to shift your vibration into the next level, and then once you're there, move up again, working towards getting to position Z and staying in alignment and being congruent with each step, because that helps our human mind and our ego and our personality to understand. So for example, it may be that if that was your situation, a better way of approaching that, instead of getting from A to Z that way, would be to move from A to B to C to D. For example, you could focus on being at point A and working on the fact that you have extra money every month in order to save. And you could start programming that with affirmations. You could feel like you had extra money every month. Extra money might be £50, it might be £100, it might be £500. Choose something though that you can be aligned with, that you can in your energy system feel what it feels like. You may be able to feel what it feels like to have £10,000 a month spare, and if you can, focus on that. But you can also go back to starting with £20 or £50 a month, as long as you're still in alignment with it. And once you're in alignment with it, and once that has manifested, and it might only take a couple of weeks, you can then move on to the next step, and you can step that up again. Until you move up the vibrational ladder of I have absolute abundance every month and I have more and more coming in, and you can gradually move up. As long as you stay in alignment with that, it's not fixed. You can move towards what you want to create in steps rather than jumping from A to Z and knocking yourself out of vibrational alignment with what you want to create. Because if you do that and your ego gets involved, and you start thinking, yeah, this law of attraction thing's a load, it doesn't really work, you can really get yourself and talk yourself into a place where you don't believe it. And that's not the case. It's just about you being in alignment with what you want to create. But sometimes the jump is too big. So think about those two things, about paradoxical intent and about the vibrational ladder as well, or stepping stones. And there's also a PDF to support that that can help you. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of law of attraction, there's a swear word coming. So if you are sweary sensitive, you can press pause or you can not watch this next bit. It's not a really bad swear word, but really there's no other way of talking about it. And it's something that people have kind of caught on to and enjoyed in the other programs that I've done. And this is the metaphor of the shit card. And the shit card is a metaphor of a cart that we all drag up the hill called life, full of our old shit, our old wounds, our old beliefs, our old stuff that is keeping us stuck. Because if you've got stuff that's unresolved, it's still in that core signature vibration. It's still there, and like attracts like. So if you've got stuff in your shit card about a business that failed, about a bad relationship, about people picking on you at school, about a crap childhood, whatever it is, and we've all got stuff, I'm not blaming or judging or anything, because I had plenty in my shit cart before I started to sort it out. That stuff is sending out an energy vibration to the universe, and it's going to attract like for like stuff. So even if you've piled on more shit on top, it's still there. It's absolutely still there. So you're going to get like for like, or as I like to say, more shit. That's what you're going to attract if you don't sort out your shit cart. So what I encourage people to do in terms of law of attraction is to step back from that shit card and have a good look at what's been holding you back. Have a look at what the old stuff is in there. Remember, old stuff keeps you stuck. And sort through that shit. Get it sorted out and decide that it's time now for you to let that go, because you're worthy of that. And you might not be able to let it go all at once. It's a journey, but a really useful way of sorting it out is to write down what you want to release on toilet paper. It sounds crazy, but the intention is awesome. Write it down on toilet paper, take it to the toilet, and flush away your shit with intention that it's time for you to release this from your energy system and from your core signature vibration and let it go. And you can do this anywhere. You can do it at work, you can do it when you're traveling, you can do it in a public loo, you can find a restaurant or a coffee shop or a pub, or you can do it at home. But it's time to let that go. And the other thing about the shit card that you need to know is, sometimes if you're a lovely, caring, sharing person, you might even drag someone else's shit card up the hill called life. You might see them struggling and you might think, that's okay, I can manage your cart too. And you start dragging their stuff for them. Well, that's not gonna help you and it's not gonna help them. And we're gonna come on to a lesson called you can't fix other people. But know for now that it's so much better to cheerlead someone and signpost them from the sidelines with love and to help them literally sort their own shit out, because it's not your job. By going through other people's lessons for them, we disempower them because they don't learn. But more about that later. Let the handbrake off their shit cart, send them love and send it back down the hill called life, because it's up to them to pull it, not you, because yours is heavy enough. And you need to stop, step back from your shit card and sort through it. And find out what it is that you can release, that you can heal, and that you can let go of. What have you been dragging around for far too long? It's very similar to old stuff keeping you stuck, but it's a great metaphor. Get it written down on toilet paper, get it flushed away, and get that old shit gone. And that's it from me this time. I'll be back soon with more. Bye for now.